Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your market update for April 11th, 2024. Look where rates went yesterday. So I called it. I said mortgage rates will be up probably 0.25% across the board. If you blend all this stuff in, that's where you're at. So what happened? What's going to happen? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. Yesterday, the CPI, the consumer inflation on me and yours end, it was up a little hotter than expected. And I'm going to show you those numbers now, but there might be some reprieve on the horizon. So let's look at the headlines that we're seeing right now. When you go to the producer side of the equation, it's right here. Wholesale prices rose 0.2% in March, less than expected. So producers' costs are actually coming quite a bit down. Well, it also depends on which news station you watch. So if you go to CNBC, you see this is your headlines. Then if you go to Yahoo Finance, now it says producer prices rise at the fastest pace in a year, but less than expected. So basically what happened was year over year, the inflation number or the PPI number, the inflation level numbers at the producer side of the equation was up a little bit hotter than expected, but month over month, they're actually declining. Let's take a little bit of a deep dive into today's calendar so I can show you that. So what we had in the last 2 days, here was the shock and awe yesterday, the CPI. C means consumer inflation. P down here means producer inflation. So when you have the consumer inflation, the numbers came in here. Core, what core means, you have core MOM, CPI MOM, and then CPI YOY. What does all this mean? Well, the CPI is the consumer inflation levels that you and I are paying. Core means what they basically did is they pulled out the food and energy costs. Why? Oil's all over the map, and I'm going to show you that here in a second. So let's review yesterday's numbers. We had the core CPI month over month. The previous reading was 0.4. They expected to go to 0.3, but it went from 0.4 to 0.4. Okay, nothing really to write home about there. Core piece or CPI, which includes the volatile food and energy. I thought this was going to be much higher, actually. It was previously at 0.4. They expected to go to 0.3. I never thought it would go to 0.3. It came in at 0.4. Okay, so right on the money. Now, here's where everything came off the rails. CPI year over year. It's kind of confusing why month over month it's going down, but year over year it's going up. So just go with it. Year over year, reading was 3.2, is expected to go up a little bit to 3.4. This wasn't going to shock the market, okay? But we came in at 3.5, okay? So that is basically what caused all this to happen. And the bond market just got crushed, and the stock market got crushed as well. But what news do we have today? There might be a little bit of reprieve on the horizon. Let me explain why. Initial jobless claims. 222,000 previously came in at 211. So more and more people are getting jobs. I might have an idea what's going on here, folks, on that part of the equation. But you come with the PPI, the inflation level at the producer side, it's coming down. So are companies going to pass those savings on to us? They could. Maybe they should, but here's where we are right now. Last reading was 0.6. It was expected to come in at 0.3. It came in at 0.2. So that's actually good news for the future outlook on inflation. Okay, so let's go over to here. Here's where inflation's ticking up. All right, right through here. If you break this down, where in the heck is the inflation hitting us the most? What's insurances? Okay, did you realize? I didn't even realize this. Car insurances are up 27%. Within the last year. So here's where the inflation numbers are. You see auto insurance up 22%. Okay, and then you have rent and housing. Okay, so you might say, okay, this, you know, how do we bring down these numbers? Well, what's a component of these numbers are basically a couple different things. Let's go with anything with it to do with housing. Most people are going to have a mortgage on the house. Okay, so as interest rates go up, the cost of that's going up. And then you have taxes. Real estate taxes, yes, they're going up because the values of homes are trickling up just a little bit. What's killing us is insurance. You saw right here, auto insurance is up 22%. Well, how much is homeowners insurance up? It's killing people right now. If you go down through here, the average over the last, between 2022 and 2023, homeowners insurance went up 21%. You have other states down through here. We do a lot of business in Florida and Texas. Look down through here. Florida's insurance rates went up 60-some percent. New Mexico, 47. You get to Texas, 46%. So are the insurance companies really part of the blame on some of these things? That's what we got to start focusing in on, because the inflation front on a lot of this stuff is actually starting to relieve a little bit. If you go down through here, you can see many areas of the country or many areas of these sectors are actually going down. You need this number to be at 2. So let's start focusing in on what's over 2. Well, you have insurances, housing and rent, obviously, because the rates are higher, insurance is higher, and taxes are higher. Personal care, earnings, I don't know what earnings is, transportation, household energy, education. This maybe should be zero because a lot of people don't have to pay for their education anymore. I know that was you guys know how I feel about the student loan debt. Okay, so that's basically what's going on right now. Let's go over to here. This is the insurance piece of the puzzle. That's basically what we have out today. But one thing I want to talk about is right through here. How come initial jobless claims, the jobs numbers keep looking a little bit better and better and better, but you're like, okay, isn't the economy retracting? Well, I'm not going to get political here, folks, but if you look at immigration, and I don't want to go in a bad direction with this, since COVID, there's been documentation of 10 million immigrants, illegal immigrations, coming to this country, okay? Those people are seeking a better life, all right? So what are they going to do? They're going to come here and just sleep on the ground at the corner? No, they're going to eventually try to get work and try to find housing. Okay, so when you have this, you're probably going to see wages start to come down because a lot of companies are going to hire that labor cheaper, but you're not going to have a huge glut. You're not going to have a huge reduction in our employment numbers because there's now 10 more million people in the work pool, okay, because of the integration piece of the equation that could help that. So it could help us with a soft landing when it comes to the jobs market, and it also ease maybe the employment or the cost of employment there. But that's also going to put a strain on housing because if you have 10 million people coming into the country illegally, and then you have normal immigration and birth rates and everything else, you're only adding to the shortage that we have in the housing market. So again, not political, I'm just telling you how these things affect the markets. So you might've been saying, okay, in 2020, you're like, okay, I'm not gonna buy a house because of COVID, okay? And it's not the time. 2021, you heard the housing crash is coming, it's on the horizon. And then you saw interest rates go from 3 to 4 to 5 to 6. And then in 2022, you saw the housing crash was supposed to come once again, so you held off and rates went from 6 to 7 to 8. Okay, in 2023, then you're like in 2023, you know, there's going to be a housing crash. And like I said, mortgage rates continue to go up. Now in 2024, people are still kicking the can saying, okay, the housing crash is coming and mortgage rates are going to continue to go up. What I want you to do is please put all this into context. Look at the economic data that you see on a daily basis and make your judgment off of that. Don't watch a lot of mainstream media that's saying housing's going to crash and crash and crash. They don't have the substance why. The only way you're going to get a housing crashes if you have way too many homes on the market. Okay, what could cause that? Well, people losing their jobs and losing their income and losing their homes. Okay, you're not seeing a lot of that. Actually, you see foreclosures. I think it's basically almost at a historic low. You have existing home sales that fell off a cliff because a lot of people aren't selling their homes because of, you know, they have a 3-5% rate. And in this market, they'd have to trade in for a 7% rate if they're doing that. So you're not seeing a lot of, you know, easing there. So please make a prudent decision, financial decision when you're doing this. Don't just look at, oh, the housing market's going to crash, so I'm going to kick the can once again. Please do your research in your local area. We'd love to help with this. So my name is Dan Frio. We go over this every day on what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates. What we focus in on this channel is right through here. This is the mortgage bond. Okay, what you need to understand with this is this bond trades on Wall Street. You might even have it in your portfolio. It's a mortgage-backed security bond. What you're seeing on the screen right here, that's the price of the bond. What you need to understand is right through here. That's what's happening to the price of the bond right now. It's up tick. It's up 9 ticks. Yesterday, you can see how it fell off a cliff. So how this works is as the bond drops in value that we saw yesterday. Let's just go to yesterday. Okay, here's yesterday. The opening bell, CPI number came out, inflation was hotter than expected, and the market just tumbled. You saw stocks going down 500, 600, 700 points, and you saw mortgage rates spiking up right through here, a quarter point. So let me show you how this works. If the price of the bond goes down, okay, it goes down, that means rates or yields are going up. Let me make a short little analysis on how this works. Okay, so let me show you how a bond works. So in the mortgage-backed security world, I can buy a mortgage bond from you. Okay, so let's say the face value of that is $100, okay? So in today's world, I give you $100 for that bond. I'm gonna make this real simple for you. I give you $100 for a bond today. That bond is valued at $100 for next year. So I give you my $100 today, you give me my bond, OK? Okay. Next year when it matures, I give you the bond back and you give me $100 back. What was my yield? Zero. Okay. So let's drive down the price. Okay. So let's say today I want to buy that bond. I give you $50. Okay. $50. I give you $50. You give me the coupon, give me the bond. I wait a year and then I come back to you and say, here's your bond. You give me $100 back. What was my return at that lower price? I doubled my money. It was 100%. So you see how as the price goes down, the yields go up. So this is where we got yesterday, and this is what happened when the price just plummeted off a cliff, driving up rates a quarter point. So what do I expect in today's news? Well, I expected, you know, this number to kind of ease a little bit. I actually thought we would come up a little bit more than this because of the PPI number. I didn't know how it was going to come in today. It came in a little bit more favorable. You can see right through here. PPI, last reading was 0.6. It dropped all the way down to 0.2. Okay, so that's where we are on the PPI number. I thought it would have a little bit more of effect than it's doing right now, but we have the MBS right now up 4 ticks. So basically that means nothing for rates. Rates aren't going to move at all today. What's the economic agenda for tomorrow? Nothing. So basically this is all the rest of the news that we have out this week. So, you know, that's where we're going to be. Rates are going to end up this week probably right where we are from today's beginning, because there's really nothing today. If the PPI number didn't affect the rates, then I don't think anything else. There's no other news coming out today. So who am I? What am I? So my name is Dan Frio. I'm a loan officer. I'm actually a mortgage broker. I'd love to help you out there. So if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, what can you guys do? Well, we do conventional, FHA, VA, USDA, non-QM. We have the whole gamut. What we try to do for you here is not only get you approved, we help assist you with this, because many people, they're like, okay, I have the credit, I have the income, I just don't have a down payment, or I just don't know what to do. I called one place and they confused the heck out of me, so what can I do? Well, we got a couple different ways to do this. Here's what we just added this up here. A lot of people are struggling right now because, like I said, they have the income and they just have the credit, but they just don't have a down payment. So we created a grant finder right here that you go to therateupdate.com. This is our website. You can click here and you're going to find grants of all the way up to $10,000. And this $10,000 grant is killing it right now. There's no payback. There's no repercussions. You don't pay taxes on it. It's forgivable. So you walk out of the closing, the 10 grand is yours. Okay, that's just one of the programs that we're offering right now. If you're locked in on a rate right now and rates have come down. I don't really see they've come down, but if you want me to take a look at the loan estimate you have to compare it on, you know, what we can get you, because we're one of the largest brokers in the country. We're set up with over 70 different companies. We can offer you their rates and their programs. So that's what we do here. So our goal isn't only to get you approved, it's help you navigate this market to try to find the lowest rate and the lowest fees, but still be able to get you approved. So how do you do this? Well, the best thing to do is hit the apply now button. You're gonna go over there, you're gonna go ahead and fill out the application. It's gonna take about 10 or 15 minutes. Then what happens is you're gonna set up a consultation with me, Alan, or Dave. There's only three of us here. We're gonna set up a consultation to answer any and all the questions that you have. It might be a 2-minute conversation. You might just say, Dan, I know what I'm getting. I fill out my application. You might ask a couple questions and we're done. A lot of people call in. They're like, I don't really even know where to go from here. You know, I don't even know how to find a realtor. We can help you there as well. So we hope to be your one-stop shop. How do you reach out to us? Well, it's pretty simple. Just go down to the bottom of our website. There it is. There's our 800 number, 844-775-5626. Or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. If you haven't done it yet, please don't forget to subscribe right down below. So hope to have you as a subscriber so you can watch every day and learn more about real estate. That's it for today, guys. Thanks so much for watching. God bless. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.